Lekuta Sichas Chelek Yud Aleph Mishpatim Sicha Beis. Al Pasukim Kesef Talva, in regards to the pasuk that says, if you will lend money to my people, the Torah says you're not allowed to charge interest. Matik Rashi B'Pirushi Es Atebis, Rashi quotes the words from the pasuk, Im Kesef Talva Es Ami, if you will lend money to my people. Umefarish, and he explains, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel says, Kol im ve'im shebetayre rishus. Wherever it says im, if, in the Torah, it's an option. If you want to, or you cannot. Chutz megimel, except for three times when it says im, v'zeh echad mehem, and this is one of them, meaning to say that this is not an option, you must, it's a mitzvah to give a loan to another Jew. Kavanasus for Rashi bePashas Levayr. It would seem that the intent of Rashi here is to explain. Since lending money to someone is a mitzvah and an obligation, why then does it say if you will lend money as if it's an option? Which makes it seem as if it's something that's dependent on your will to do it or not. So therefore Rashi explains, im because of zeh im pirush rishus. That in this case, the word im does not mean if you want to, that it's optional. Kamei b'shar makam, it says it would in other places. Ella, rather, shebehesam l'techan emaduba kan, that in the context, in this context, halei hu inyan shalcheva, the word im is an obligation. U'metzada deichel l'farash muvanu shalteva zu ba'ifna yetzim en haklal. And since the word im usually means if, and therefore it usually means optional, so therefore it's a little difficult to say that it means that it's an obligation. Lekach mamshich Rashi, lechei mamshich Rashi, loimar shematze lechaber. Therefore Rashi continues to say that this is not the only place, there are other places also where it is not an option, but rather an obligation. Kibbukimu mekayim es b'teira, im pirush v'chayve, because there are three places in the Torah where the word im actually means that you're obligated to do so. The haim, and he says what they are, Naisaval Pasuk Zen, in addition to the one here, the im mizbech avonim, the Pasuk says, if you will build a mizbeach of stone, which it's not an option, you have to build a mizbeach, and the im takir minchus bekurim, and if you will bring the carbon omer, which is not an option either, it's an obligation to bring the carbon omer. So that's what the meaning of Rashi is. Tzarich lahavin. So we have to understand that Reba Oid Kama Mekaymes B'Teira Nemer Haloshen Im. It's not. These are not the only places. There are other places in the Torah where the word Im appears. The Efshel Lafarsha Rishus, and it's not possible to say that in those cases it means it's optional. Ubechol Zeh LePirush Rashi Shom Sheina Rishus Elachayva. And in those places, Rashi doesn't point out that in this case, the word im actually means an obligation. It doesn't mean option. L'dugma, for instance, im teitiv se'es, where Hashem says to Kayin that if you will improve, then you will be able to, then your sin will be carried, will be tolerated. This sin. Va'kavonahi vada, and over there it's not an option. Hashem wasn't giving a Kayin an option. You could, if you want, do tshuva. Improve. Kichayva al Kayin lehitav his ma'aseh, because of course it's obligation. It's an obligation for Kayin to improve. Va'ata, another place is va'ata im shemaya tishmu v'kayli. Now, if you will listen to my voice, if the Jews will listen to Hashem, which of course doesn't mean that you have an option whether you want to or not, and im b'chukasya teilechu, if you will go in my ways and my laws. It also is not an option of whether a Jew wants to listen to the laws of Hashem. Why then over there, Rashi doesn't point out that over here the word be'im means optional. I mean, it does not mean optional, it means obligation. So why is it dafka over here? And also in the end of Yisrei, that it is not an obligation, it's not an option, but it's an obligation. Beis, another question. Rashi matik hadiyuk shel kol im ve'im shebeteira reshutz chutz megimel. Rashi quotes that every im in the Torah is optional except for these three. In fact, Rashi, in five places in the Torah, Rashi points out that the word im here is not optional. In addition to the ones that we already mentioned here in this Rashi, and Eskarim b'mayim Rav Shmuel, Pirush came b'mashenemar im kaifa yushas olav. Rashi says the same thing about where it says if a payment will be placed upon him to bring atonement, an atonement payment. So he says over there, im ze einetolui, this is not an option whether you want to give him or not. Bareyu kamoi im kesef talva, and over there, here also, the word im kaifer yushasolav means similar to what it says by im kesef talva, that the Bezdin must impose this payment upon him to atone for his sin. Loshen asher, it means that when they will, ze mishpatash yoshisu ola Bezdin kaifer. In other words, that this is the ruling that the Bezdin must exact this payment from him. So there is a fourth time already. V'chein ala pasuk im takrev minchas bikurim, also on the pasuk that says if you will bring a mincha of bikurim, which means the minchas ayma, pirush Rashi arei im mishamash baloshen ki. Over here also the word im is when you will, sharei ein zereshus, because it's not an obligation, it's not an option whether you want to bring a korban. V'chein im yevel, and so also, as Rashi also now says, if there will be the yevel, it doesn't mean if there will be the yevel that there's an option not to declare yevel. It means when the yevel will be. So we have already a total of five different places in which im, Rashi points out that the word im is not optional, but rather it when that happens. Gimel. Pirushu shel Rashi shayach la'teves im kesef talve shivakosov. Since the Rashi is interpreting the words im kesef talve, specifically im, but in the context of kesef talve, v'lama matig gam es ami, why does he then quote the words from the pasuk to my people? Why is that important for the word im kesef talve? In explaining the word im in the context of kesef talve. Dalit, yedua klal, we know the rule. Kimeduba kama pa'omim, as mentioned many times, shabaruba the ruba ein Rashi maskir es shmoy shel ha'tano ya meira, that for the most part Rashi does not quote the name of the tano or meira shu bala pirush, maybe, who is the author of this quote that he is quoting. Obeim hepech min hoi v'kama ukemis, and if, contrary to what he usually does, maybe dover b'shem meira, he does in fact bring the name of the tano or the meira, we must say then that the name also adds something to understanding the pasuk better. So we have to understand. In our case, what does it add to the understanding of what is being taught that it was Rabbi Shmuel specifically who said this rule that there are three places, that most places it means optional, but in these three places it's obligation. Base. The parsha hakedemes al haposik v'im mizbech avonim, in the previous parsha Yisrael, on the posik that says, and if you will build a mizbeach of stone, maybe Rashi, maimer Rabbi Shmuel b'pamer Rishayna, there Rashi quotes this same maimer of Rabbi Shmuel for the first time. Umamshich, umafarad va'imer, and he continues. Im ze mishamash v'loshen kasher. In this case, the word im means when you will, not if you will. Sharei choyva l'chaliv nes mizbech avonim, because you're obligated to build this stone mizbeach, shenemer avonim shlei mestivne, as the pasuk says, you shall build a mizbeach of complete stones, whole stones. V'cheinim kesef tal v'choyva hu, and so also, in the pasuk where it says, if you will lend money, it's also an obligation. Shenema v'habit tavitenu, as the pasuk says further on, and you shall give him a loan. V'cheinim taker minchas v'kurim, so also when the pasuk says, if you will bring a mincha Zum minchas ha'omer sheyichayev. This is referring to the mincha of omer, which is, of course, an obligation. So Rashi explains each one of the three, which are not optional but an obligation. V'gam b'pirush dvarav elu tzarach lomer. So in that Rashi, we also have to understand that Rebbe brings is going to explain that Rashi in context, in contrast to this Rashi, which are seem to be explaining the same thing, but in very different ways. Not very different ways, but slightly different ways. So we have to understand in that Rashi as well. Aleph, madua eina mefarat ha'yachachash minchas ha'ema yichayva. Why in that, and for the two mitzvahs of im kesef talva and mizbach havanim, it brings proof that there is an obligation to do them, that there is a mitzvah to do them. But in Minchas Omer, he doesn't bring proof that there is a mitzvah to bring a Korban Omer. He merely states that this is referring to the Minchas Omer, which is a chayva, but he doesn't bring a proof. Beis, lama bachar Rashi lo'ichiach shemizbach avonim yichayva, ma'akosav avonim shleimas tivne. Rashi's proof that to build a stone mizbeach, what does he bring as a proof? From the pasuk, Avonim Shleimus Tibne, you shall build a Mizbeach of whole stones. The Lema Mashanemar Kaidam Elchem, he doesn't use the pasuk previous to that, which says, Ubanisa Shem Mizbeach Avonim, you shall build there a Mizbeach of stone, which is a pasuk before the one of, it should be whole stones. So why does Rashi skip that proof and go to the next pasuk to bring his proof that there is a mitzvah to build a Mizbeach of stone? Gimel, Ma'atam Shem, Shemaybi Rashi Gam Shem Balamaimer. The same question that we have here. Why does he bring the name of the Rabbi Shmuel as the Balamaimer? Why over there too does he bring the name? Gimel Vaibir Bachalzeh, so to explain all this. Klal Zesha Amru Rabbi Shmuel, Amrei Rabbi Shmuel, this rule that Rabbi Shmuel said, Eina Kaila Lal Oisim Akaimis Betayra Shatechen Yonah Ubegeder Vishus Vachayva. When we say, when Rabbi Shmuel says that every place in the Torah, the word im means is optional, except for these three, what he doesn't mean that every single time the word im appears, it means he's talking only about when the word im appears within the context of it could be optional, it could be obligatory. In that context, the word im usually means optional, but in these three cases, it means obligatory. Toz yesh lefarish im hanemba behem be'echem ishtei aponim, that in within those that type of context, where it's possible to interpret it as optional or obligatory, reshus im kimashmoi. In other words, optional, which would be im in its literal sense. Or it could also be seen as an obligation of im mashma b'loshen, im shamish b'loshen kasher, in which case the word im would have to mean when. V'lohem kiven Rabbi Shmuel ba'amr shukolim reshus chutz megimel. It's only in those types of ims where you have the option to say it's optional or obligatory, do we have three which are obligatory. And all other places, it would mean optional. But when we talk about a word she'im medaber b'inyan she'ena begeder reshus ha'chayva, where the word im is not in the context of it could either be optional or obligatory, but the word im simply appears in relating a certain incident or a certain event or certain conditions. Or even in the context where there is some obligation included in this word, in this context of where im appears. But it's obvious that in this case the word im is not meant to be obligation. Hare kol elu, give some examples. Hare kol elu, kol kegein elu medachatchila einim nechnasu v'chlalu shol Rabbi Shmuel. In any of these cases, they are not included in this rule that Rabbi Shmuel made, because it's a different context. His rule was only within the context of it can either be interpreted as obligatory or optional. She'ein ela b'im ha'mesparish l'shus ha'lechayva. For instance, as examples, we can see this from certain psukim. Ki im halechem ashehu oichel. The pasuk says, he allows me, Yosef said that he allows me freedom in everything, except for the bread that he eats, meaning to his wife, is off limits. Or, so over there, ki'im halechem doesn't mean optional or obligatory. It's a completely different context. Im behema im ish la yichya. Whether it's an animal or it's a person, it shall not live. So, of course, it's not the context of optional or obligatory. It has a completely different meaning. Shekvar lomedos matamid. These two examples were already studied. If he's up to here, already knows this. And there are many other examples like this. The muchach mitoichem v'toichnam that you can see from the context and what they're trying to convey. Shaloshen im hanemer behem ein meshamish klal reshus oichayva. That the meaning of im over here is neither optional or obligation. Elamamuva ach alagamri. It has a completely different meaning. Ach rak oy. It could be either mean however, only, whether, if. So those are completely different interpretations of the word im, and they don't fit into the rule of Rabbi Shmuel. Bechenu adava beloshen im ba'ksuvim lahalam. And so also the word im in the psukim that in the following psukim afshem esuk shoyne, even though they're different than the examples that were just brought now. In the pasuk it says haloi im teitiv se'es, the psukim that were brought earlier in the sicha to Kayin. If you will improve, then it will be tolerated. You will be forgiven. The context of this pasuk was not that Hashem was saying, I expect you to improve. The context of this was kipashatu. Obviously, that's not what he was saying. Hashem was saying to Kayin, why are you so down? If you will improve, then it will be, you will be tolerated, you will be forgiven. So he's not telling him, I need you to improve. He's saying, why are you dejected? If you improve, then you will, things will be better. Haloi biyotcha adover. In other words, he was saying, it's in your hands, you can do it. In Taitiv says, if you want to, you can improve. Ishtabik, then you will be your sin will be forgiven. In other words, in this case, the word im is not seen either as an obligation or as an option. That's not what the meaning of im is in this case. It's completely different. It's just telling him, giving him a condition. If this will happen, then this will happen. So also in the psukim that says, if you will listen to Hashem, or im b'chukeis etalechi, if you will walk in my laws, shein kavanosim leidia etzem achiv l'shmei b'keil Hashem aleches b'chukeisav. This is not the pasuk in which Hashem is trying to say, I need you to listen to my law. That's not where that he said already. Another place, k'zichay b'zuk far yidum b'mekayimus rabim b'teira. The obligation to listen to Hashem is already well established in many places in the Torah. Rather, this pasuk, when it says is a condition. If you will listen to me, then you will be rewarded. Then I will treat you like the chosen nation. If you will walk in my ways, then I will give you your rain and in its time. So, in other words, here the word im is a condition. So, he said, medicine, other shepsukim elu a kayetzabai, that in these types of psukim, shasvarin and senesh enkar venosum tzivui al inyan achavish of a teichnam, that it's logical. I mean, we understand that the pasuk here is not trying to tell us what the mitzvah is, that there is a mitzvah to listen to Hashem. That's already been said before. Hare im shabahem hu b'muvnei ha-poshut t'nai. Then im, in this case, is, in its simple meaning, it is a condition. The word im is, if you will do so and so, then I will do so and so. Ve'en l'shaychas l'shuz v'chayvah shabadivir Rabbi Shmuel, and has no connection to what Rabbi Shmuel said, that in every place it's a reshus or a chayvah, because this is not the context of a reshus or a chayva. Therefore, it doesn't go into the rule of Rabbi Shmuel. And therefore, Rashi doesn't have to quote those two places of Imuchu Kaisai or and so on, in Tativ Seis, because it's a completely different context. It doesn't come into this discussion at all. Dalit. Omnam. However, Bamed Varim Amurim. When do we say Sha'im Pirusha Veloshin Tanai? That the word Im is a condition. Kshakosav Omri Be'inyashe Tzivuya V'chiyuvav Kvar Yaduo Pashut. When could we say that the word Im is seen as a condition rather than as a statement of obligation? That is only when we already know the obligation for this. For instance, we already know that the Eibishter expects you to listen to his voice. So then when he says, Im b'chokaisa teleicha, we know that he means that which I already told you that you need to listen to me. If you will listen to me, then this will be the result. So it's only if we already know that there is such an obligation. Either we know it from earlier psukim, or because it's so obvious that it's self-understood. But when we're talking about a chiyuv, which has not yet been stated in the pasuk, and it's not obvious, then it wouldn't make any sense to say that we never heard this mitzvah yet. Suddenly he brings up this mitzvah, and he brings it as in the context of a, if you will do so, as if it's optional. About something which we don't know yet that there is such an obligation, because of the parsha saying, for instance, in our pasuk, im kesef talves ami, if you will lend money to my people, av shemitzadahem shchaloshen efshel lefarshu bloshen tnai kanal. Although it seems that it means optional, that if you want to lend money to someone, then you shouldn't sheim tekayim mitzvah gemach. It could be read this way. If you decide that you want to fulfill the mitzvah of lending somebody, giving somebody a loan, then you shouldn't demand payment back in ways that are not appropriate and so on. So this could be how it's interpreted, that it's an option. You have the, if you decide that you're going to give a loan, do it in this way. These are the laws that I give you for how to give a loan. It could be read that way. But mikivin sha'ad pasuk zeh lo nichtav atzivoy al gemach, since until now we have never had yet in the Torah the mitzvah to give a loan. Harayef shalem shagavanos akosav lahatsin izbayim beim kesef talva tzivoy achar. So it wouldn't make sense that there is a mitzvah to give a loan, which we'll hear later also. Now the Torah is introducing the idea of a loan. So all he wants to tell you is further details about how to give a loan. But that there is a mitzvah to give a loan, he's not going to tell you? He won't say that first? That doesn't make sense? He's going to give you details about how to give the loan without telling you that there has that a loan needs to be given. Therefore Rashi says that over here, even though it seems that the word im is optional, if you give a loan, it's not so. It is telling you that you have to give a loan, because this is the first time that this mitzvah appears, so he must be telling you the mitzvah right at the start. And therefore, in this context, the word im means when you will. With like a whole im, the im shebe Torah, which is others, different than every other im in the Torah. Haino kol im shebe geder. Of course, as we mentioned before, when we say it's different than every other im, it means every other im which can be interpreted either as an option or an obligation, but not those other ims which are completely different type of context. And then he tells you that there are in fact two other places in the Torah, that the im over there could be interpreted as optional, but no, it means obligation. Gamba posav im is b'chavonim tasali v'goymer, because also one of them is, of course, the posuk of im is b'chavonim tasali. im I ef shalem sham khoven hu hakdamas tnaid mashkaz of achar kach loisivnez esem gazis, because over there also we could interpret it in a similar way that we may have been able to interpret it here by the loan. Over there he could also be saying, if you decide that you're going to build a mizbeach from stone, then the type of stone that you use cannot be cut stone, it has to be whole stones. Could be that that's how what he means. But we can't say that, because there is nowhere in the Torah yet does it say that you should build a mizbeach of stone. So therefore, as the Torah is introducing the mitzvah of building, of how to build a stone mizbeach, he has to give you first the mitzvah that there is a mitzvah to build a stone mizbeach. So therefore, in this case too, the word im mizbeach avanim can't mean if you decide one to build one from stone. It must mean you must build one from stone. In other words, when you build a mizbeach of stone, and that's similar to in our pasuk. So also we can say that in the pasuk, if you will bring a mincha, the omer mincha, the kibin shad atale yidayin aldar mitzvahs mincha omer, since up until that time we don't know yet anything about the mincha omer, ein lefash mubam shal tnai lanem alachez eshiya aviv koli ba'esh. Over there too, we could have that same mistaken idea that the Torah is saying, If you bring a minchas omer, you must bring them from roasted kernels and so on. But no, you can't say that, because this is the first time that the mitzvah of the minchas omer comes up. So when it says ve'im, it must mean when you will bring, not that he'll leave it for later to tell you that there is a mitzvah to bring the minchas omer. Nimtza, so it comes out that in all these three psukim, al korchach tzarech loymar, we must say the iman hamabahem ena kimashmoy reshus al derech tnai, that it can't mean that it's an option or if you will and so on. Elam mishamish loshen kasher lechayva, but in these three cases, the word im means when you will, because it's telling you that there is a mitzvah for you to do, give a loan, build a mizbeach of stone, and bring a minchas im. Al pizeh yuvan. So based on this, we understand Mashi Rashi beparshi Yisrei mevi ksuvim b'hem afurah shegemachem mizbeach avonim heim chayva. Why over there in Yisrei he brings psukim which show the mitzvah of gemilas chasadim and mizbeach avonim, that there is a mitzvah to do that. He's trying to show that there is a mitzvah to do that. The einay mevi because of the chiyav zenegelim in chasayim, but he doesn't bring a pasuk that shows that there is a mitzvah to bring a korban omer, which is what one of the questions that was asked before. Why does he bring psukim only to prove that a loan is a mitzvah and that building a mizbeach is a mitzvah, but he doesn't bring a proof that the minchas omer is a mitzvah? The reason is ki ba'avos psukim elu b'negei l'gemachem mizbeach avonim einem iskama l'chocha sheim chayva. When the reason Rashi brings the psukim to show that they're a mitzvah is not to prove to you that they are a chayva, that they're an obligation. Elo lahadgish l'idea, rather what he's trying to do there is to emphasize, to let you know, shatzivuyim shobehem nemru lahalon, that the mitzvah of building a mizbeach of stone and to give a loan is something that is written way after the pasuk that he's dealing with, im kesef talve and im mizbeach avonim, that it's written in the Torah later, it hasn't been mentioned yet. Mishe mitzvason terem yedua, and that these mitzvahs are not yet known to us, miksuvim shenemar lefnei im kesef talve b'mizbeach, from psukim that may have been written before kesef talve or mizbeach. No, there is no pasuk before this pasuk that says it. Therefore, in this case, because we don't know yet that there's a mitzvah to give a loan or a mitzvah to build a mizbeach of stone, therefore the word ve'im must mean this is the place where the Torah tells you that it is a mitzvah. Because in these two cases, why does Rashi only bring psukim for these two cases of the loan and the mizbeach, because there is room to make the mistake. We could have mistakenly thought that the Torah has already told us that there is such a mitzvah. Where would we have such psukim? In regards to Gemilas Chasadim, Kvar Nema Bavram, it says already by Avram, Ki Yadaitiv L'mana Sheyitzav Ez Banav Ez Beis Ayachrav, because I know about Avram that he will command his children and his family following him, Lasit Tzokol Mishpat, to do just righteousness and Mishpat. Therefore, you would think that, well, the Torah has already told you that there's a mitzvah to do tzedakah, to give a loan and so on. So therefore, now when it says im kesef talva, maybe it means if it doesn't have to introduce it as a mitzvah. Therefore, maybe it means when, if you will, if. The same with mizbech avonim. Parnama b'yayin kevigach z'eben. It says Yaakov took the stone that he had made into a matzeva, and somebody else made a matzeva. So therefore, perhaps there is already an allusion to these two mitzvahs that there is such a mitzvah, and therefore maybe the rule doesn't apply that over here the word im must mean when, because we already know it, so therefore it's just introducing conditions about that mitzvah. So therefore Rashi says no, there is no psukim. The psukim that teach us the mitzvahs are further in the Torah, so therefore this is really the first time that the mitzvah appears, and therefore it can't be that he is giving you conditions about the mitzvah without first telling you that there is such a mitzvah, and therefore the word im must mean when, because it's already telling you now here that it is a mitzvah. However, in regards to the minchas ha'omer, there is no psukim earlier which might lead you to believe that we've already heard about the mitzvah of minchas ha'omer. There is no such pasuk. Therefore Rashi doesn't have to point out to you where the true mitzvah shows up, that it's later, because there is no other interpretation. That's the only place that we would find the mitzvah, it would be later, and therefore Rashi doesn't have to bring that proof. So in other words, Rashi is not bringing proof that there is a chayva to build a mizbech avonim and to give a loan. Rather, what he's saying is, those are the psukim which appear later where you see that there is such a mitzvah. And they are later in the Torah, therefore, it must mean that over here he's already telling you that there is such a mitzvah. Vav. Al pi hasbarazu, based on this explanation, Shedivri Rabbi Shmuel Amurim Rakesh Shetoichen HaKosov Ubegeder Rishus V'chayva, that the words of Rabbi Shmuel are only in the context where it's possible to interpret it as an obligation or an option. Yuvan gam zeh she'ena pasuk v'im yia yovel bechlau elu she'im hu l'chayva. Why the pasuk im yia yovel is not included in this rule of Rabbi Shmuel, that in this case im means chayva, because you would think that it says im yia yovel, as the Rebbe asked before. Rashi brings it, im yia yovel, that it means when the yovel will be, but that doesn't fit into the rule of Rabbi Shmuel. Because the fact that yovel comes along, at least in the time when yovel was kept, hu inyan haba memela by giyas mani, it's something that arrives on its own. It's not something that anybody needs to do to make it happen. And it doesn't depend on a person doing anything. And therefore, the context of im in this case doesn't fit into, is it an obligation or is it optional? It's not dependent on people at all. It arrives when it arrives. So therefore, v'im naturally is going to mean when it arrives. And therefore doesn't fit into the rule of Rabbi Shmuel. Omnom, however, im yesh im shebeyevel ein adayma mitzad pu'ulis ha'adam cholu la gimel im shebemayma Rabbi Shmuel. While it might be true that the im in regards to yevel is different in as far as whether it depends on the act of a person, whether a person has to do anything about it or not, and therefore it's different in that way from the other three in Rabbi Shmuel's rule. B'chol zeh, still, b'pirush ha-teva harei yodayim alehem, in the meaning of the word im, it is similar. Gam im shebiyovel mishamish v'loshin kasher, because in this case, by yovel it also means when the yovel will happen. V'hainu mipnei atzad ha-shavah shebehem, the bekulam eina meduba be'im sofik. So therefore, in that way, it's similar, because in all four cases now, including yovel, the word im is not if yovel will come, it means when yovel will come. It's a certain thing. Whether the vaday comes because it's a person must do it, as in the case of the other three, or which are the category of Rabbi Shmuel's rule, or because it will come whether you want to or not. It's not dependent on you, like in the case of Yevil. But for whatever reason it may be, the word im means when it happens, not if it'll happen. B'lachein, so therefore Yovel, on the one hand, doesn't fit into the Rabbi Shmuel's rule, but on the other hand, it also shares something with the with these three in the fact that it means when it happens. B'lachein, k'sher Rashi mefarash shimusha shel teves im. Therefore, when Rashi is trying to explain the usage of the word im, the pasuk v'im takrev minchas bekurim, when he addresses the question of im takrev, if, when you will bring a minchas ha'imer, because v'arei im mishamish b'loshin ki, and he says that im over here means when it'll happen, v'ayinu kasher, hevi dugma mi'im yayevel, he can comfortably bring a similarity from the word v'im yayevel, if yishagam sham mishamish b'loshin kasher kanal, because in that pasuk, the word im also means when it will happen. But certainly he doesn't mean to compare it to Rabbi Shmuel's rule that it means chayva. Sharei im yia yovel le'nitn le'sparish le'lushuz le'ruch le'chayva kanal. Because the word im yia yovel doesn't fit into the context of it either is an option or it's obligatory. It's neither. It'll happen whether you want to or not. It just comes along and it happens. V'chein b'pasuk im kaifa yushas olav, so also by the pasuk, if the Bezdin will place upon him a payment, she'ein im shebay nichlal bein hamenuyim the Rabbi Shmuel, that it's also this im kaifa is not included in Mishmol's rule, afo b'shezeh mishpatei she'yishis olav Bezdin kaifa, even though this is the rule. The Bezdin needs to put this penalty upon him. Still, the word chayva that it should fit into Rabbi Shmuel's rule doesn't apply. Why? When do we say that something is a chayva? Something that comes on a regular basis. It happens. It comes along. It happens. It's something that happens. So then you could say it's your obligation to do so and so. It'll come along. It happens every once in a while or whenever it happens. But in the case of kafir, it's something that occurred. Very unusual situation. It goes against everything which is normal, the normal nature of things that a cow, it's talking of the context of a bull, gores a person. That if a bull gores a person and kills him, so then this should be, you have to pay a kaifer. The owner of the bull has to pay a kaifer. So it's very unusual. It's not considered to be normal that a bull should gore altogether. That it should gore a person and kill him is extremely rare. So therefore, it's difficult to say that this is the pasuk is saying that there is, you're obligated to do so and so. It's an extremely rare occurrence, and therefore it doesn't fall into the general category of these are the things that must be done. It's very rare. It's almost doesn't happen. And therefore, for this reason, it doesn't fit into the rule of Rabbi Shmuel, because even though it's true that it is the rule that it has to happen, this is how it has to happen, but it's so rare that it doesn't flow with the rest of the examples of Rabbi Shmuel, that which are all examples of things that are done, that happen on a regular basis, a continuous basis. Omnam, however, b'pirusha shel teves im anemer b'kayfer, in the meaning, in the understanding of the word im as it appears by kayfer, hayne linyan avadah shabai, lachar shekvar heimis shayrei, in other words, when, if this occasion happens, the bull did kill a person, now it becomes already an obligation. Now this is the only thing you can do. This must happen. Now, after the fact, there it's no different than the other ones in Rabbi Shmuel's rule. And therefore Rashi there too says that in this case also im is not an option, and therefore it's similar in this way. Im kesef tava loshen asher, what it means now that it's happened, it's the case has happened, and it's here. Now it's an obligation. Now it has to be treated in the same way as im kesef tava, that it's an obligation that the bezdin must exact this payment from the owner of the bull. But therefore, it doesn't fit into the context of Rabbi Shmuel for the reason that it's very unusual. So Rashi, when he needs to explain the word im, can use that as an example, but it doesn't fit into the category of Rabbi Shmuel because of, you know, each one has its own reason. The Kaifer has its reason, and the Yovel has its reason. Zainam ati eshlovara tam shirashi matik ma'akosiv gamas amilim es ami. Now we can understand why Rashi also quotes the word im kesef talve es ami, to my people. Dehine afshegamachem mitzvah v'chayva, although we know that lending money is a mitzvah and an obligation, adayin ayefshaloymar, it still could have been explained here, im ze pirusha rishus, then in this case im means if you lend money to someone. Why? Haynu im ne'mar b'chdei liyashav ezoloshen im. If we wanted to say, why would we want to say this? We want to say this because the word im means if, generally means if, always means if, except for the extreme cases. So therefore, in order to be able to explain that the word im kesef talva, if you will lend money, shakosav ma'idigam b'levosel nachri, that the pasuk is talking that if you give a loan also to a goy, and sins by a goy, shehi ein elarishus, to give a loan to a goy is only optional. You don't have to give a loan. There's no mitzvah. Mishums and nemar beloshen im kesef talva, and that's why the Torah uses the word if you will give a loan, because it's including also a goy. Shabbat pashtus mashmus rishus, which generally the word im means rishus. So I would have might have said that the mitzvahs over here are also including a goy, meaning to say that you can't charge interest and you shouldn't overburden him with demanding the money back and so on. L'chei matik Rashi, therefore Rashi says es ami. No, it's taught, the pasuk clearly says that it's talking es ami. That by saying to my people, meaning to a yid, that it doesn't mean to a goy. As he explains that this is what it means, im kesef talves ami talvehu, the loy linochri, that if you, when you lend a, give a loan, it's to a yid, and you should give a loan better to a yid and not to a goy, because he says that, you know, to a yid you can charge interest, to a goy you could charge interest, still you should give it to a yid. V'hayinu shamaduba because of zehu rak balbala ben Yisrael, in other words, that it's talking, the pas es ami, Rashi wants to emphasize that it's talking only to a yid, and therefore the word im cannot be interpreted as if. It must mean when. L'chein al kachot tzarech lemesh im anem akan chayvu v'lei rishus. Omnam la'achri kol zeh, however, after all this is said, yesh adayin tam achar kid lahalan, there's still maybe another reason, as will soon be explained, lefarish ima omer kanu rishus v'lechayva, to still say that the word here is rishus and not chayva, the word im, v'lizfo zeh, and to eliminate this reasoning, which will soon be explained, ba has a suffice Rashi comes and he adds another few words. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, That is Rabbi Shmuel who said it. The Hainu Shi Efshe Lo Mekein, that this thing that you might want to say, which will soon be explained, cannot be so. Because we're talking about Rabbi Shmuel, Okefi Sheis Bar Lahalnas will soon be explained. Now, to explain what that is, what that further Hava Amida, which means possible explanation, and therefore Rabbi Shmuel answers that that is not so. The Parshas Haman, in regards to the Parsha of the Man Shekvar Lamda Talmid, which already has been studied by the Talmud at this point, Mesubar, it's related over there. Shemayish Rabbeinu Tzivu L'Bnei Yisrael She'en Nichu Mehaman Meloi Ha'imim Memenu L'Mishmeres L'Dereseichem. Shemayish Rabbeinu commanded them that they should leave a jar of man that should be safe keeping for all generations. U'Pirish Rashi L'Dereseichem. Rashi explains, what does it mean for all generations? It means B'Yemei Yirmiyah, that in the days of Yirmiyah, K'shahayi Yirmiyah Mechicha, when Yirmiyah was rebuking them, Lama Ein Ata Meiskin B'Torah, was telling them, why don't you study Torah? V'heim Eimrim, and they answered, Naniach Malachteinu V'Nasik B'Torah, what are we supposed to do? Leave our jobs and study Torah? Me'echen Esparnes, how are we going to be, how will we make a living? Haitzi Lehem Tzinsenes Aman, so at that time Yirmiyah took out the jar of man, Amalem, and he said to them, B'zen Esparnesu Abaseichem, this is how your forefathers were kept alive, kept in food. Harbe shluchim yesh lo lamakim. Hashem has many shluchim lahachim mazon liyareiv, to prepare food for those who fear Him. So that's why He kept. That's what when it was used l'dayraseichem. L'chayra muchach mepirusha zeh. It would seem from this explanation of Rashi kechol ish mi Yisrael ein lo l'sasu minyanei olam b'shul parnasasi, that following Yirmiyah's rebuke, it would seem that everybody should leave their job and go learn. Kiim yasek b'Torah b'Kodesh Baruch Hu yazmei parnasasa v'dumu saman. Everybody should leave their job and learn Torah, and they will provide, like the man. Umuvan shekasher negosi kairos haTorah bismasra shleima v'amitis l'Torosa mitzvah. And obviously, when a Jew will taka dedicate himself fully and honestly to Torah and Mitzvahs, are gam parnasasim mezumenas lemekadosh baruch hu shleima b'chol tzrachav, then of course Hashem will also give him his parnasa fully and with all of his needs. Lameila leitzarach gam legmach, and therefore he would never need a loan. Or bedugma seichli aman, similar to the people, the Jews in the desert that from the man who didn't have to take a loan. The im ein parnasasim mitzuyu b'shleimas v'zokak lilvais, and if in fact you find that your parnasa is not up to par and you need to take a loan, that your behavior was not up to par as the Torah expects, that you should be learning and doing mitzvahs and relying on Hashem. But rather, what did he do? He probably tried to make it on his own and didn't rely on the Eibishter by doing his mitzvahs and learning Torah. And that's why you failed, and that's why you need a loan. So based on this, it would be possible to say she'im kesef talva, that when it says im kesef talva, ain't a chayva, it's not an obligation to give a loan. Hamakayim tziva v'iraz haTorah lo yitzarach legemach, because somebody who is fulfilling the Torah's expectation would never need a loan. V'loim shtoy beikros, so therefore the Torah can't be speaking about him. He never needs a loan. Alkein tzarach lo yimashamadu v'ru b'zeh she'inim esnag apli tziva haTorah. Therefore, who needs a loan? Only somebody that doesn't behave according to the way the Torah says. V'im kein, and if so, there are two things. Number one, areza bilti rog shul ben Yisrael yisnag v'heipach me'iras haTorah. Since it's a very unusual thing that a yid should actually not be behaving according to what the Torah says, b'chlol l'seidav anhagas chayev, in the general conduct of his life. U'b'metzi is bilti ragila ein masim aloshen shol chayev kanal sivav. And since when it's an extreme case, an unusual case, we said before that the Torah doesn't put it into the category of a chayva, like by the story of Kaifer, that it's not considered a chayva when it's an unusual case. So therefore, this wouldn't fit into the context of chayva, just like Kaifer doesn't fit into the context of chayva. And number two, mikivan shu chayte, chato pogam, since he committed a sin by not fulfilling the words of the Torah to rely on Hashem and to do Torah mitzvahs and expect the Eibush to do it, yeshleim ashein chayvul ha'olgasle. So then who says you have to give him a loan altogether? Kim nishus, maybe it's up to you. If you want to treat him like a mensch, you don't want to treat him, it's up to you. So therefore, we're back to the question, so maybe im kesef talva doesn't mean you have to give a loan. Maybe for these two reasons, it means I might, if I want to give him a loan, or it's not a chayva because it's such an unusual, extreme circumstance that we don't call that a chayva. So therefore, this wouldn't be the exception to the regular rule of im, because over here also im means if you do. L'chein magdim Rashi. Shemaim azeh Rabbi Shmuel Omer, therefore Rashi says, no, this was said by Rabbi Shmuel. What's so unique about Rabbi Shmuel? B'mesechta brachos metzina machlegis bein Rabbi Shmuel v'Rashbi. We find a machlegis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai in regards to the pasuk v'safta de ganecha, you will gather in your grain. Ma talmud loyma, so the Gemara asks, what does it mean? L'fi shenemar, it says in the pasuk loyamash sefer ha-teirah zemipicha, since the Torah says that you should, the Torah should not move from your mouth. In other words, you should be constantly involved in study Torah. Yochol dvarim kiksavim, I would think that it means literally you should always be studying Torah and you shouldn't have a job. Talmud loyma, the pasuk says, v'safta d'ganecha, that you shall gather in your grain, meaning to say, hanek behem minuch l'recheretz, that you are obligated to conduct yourself according to the ways of natural life, meaning to say you have to gather in grain. And you can't be literally studying Torah all the time. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Rashbi Omer, Efsher Odom Chedesh Chulu Torah Matei Aleh. Rashbi says, what are you talking about? If a person is busy plowing and planting and reaping and harvesting and so on, when is he going to learn Torah? Elabizman, so therefore what does it mean? She Makam Nasa Deachir, when a Yid conducts himself according to the way that Hashem said to Yomashid Atairazmapicha, that you should be learning Torah all the time, then the Abish will already provide. Others will do your work. But if a Yid does not conduct himself according to the way Hashem said, Malachtam Nasa Sayyide Atzmam, then they have to do their own work. They have to gather in their own grain. So we see a machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Rashbi on this matter. So then, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it comes out that a person is obligated to do things to bring parnasa. Hanik ben minik derechetz, conduct himself according to the ways of the world. And although, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, if he conducts himself in the way that the Torah expects, in business, in work, b'zehirus mikol isur, being careful from any isur, b'kvisitim l'Torah, and setting aside time to study Torah v'cholu, so then yazmin le'akos v'orcho parmesas en achutz alemi b'lishit tarach la'ova, then without question Hashem will provide enough money that you don't need a loan. B'chol zeh, even so, since according to Rabbi Shmuel, a person needs to be involved in Parnasa, a person could get caught up into the efforts that he needs to put in and overdo the efforts, whether in time or in the soul that he puts into it. The intent that he puts into it, he gets over involved in it. And he can come to a situation where, because he got caught up into it, he strayed from the perfect path, and therefore he needs an alva. And obviously, in such a situation, where Rabbi Shmuel admits that you have to be involved in work, and it's easy, it's not so difficult to stray. So yeshchev alav b'sloy, and if he failed, had a bit of a failure, of course there's a mitzvah to help him and give him a loan. Nimtzei, so therefore it comes out shalushitas Rabbi Shmuel, if shalom is im kesef talva. Therefore you can't say anymore that according to Rabbi Shmuel, that im kesef talva is only an option because for the two reasons he said before, because it must be an extreme circumstance. No, a person has to work. It happens that the person fails, and also since it isn't such a terrible thing. So what do you mean? Of course you have to help him. So therefore, for these two reasons, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we understand that im does not mean optional. That's why Rashi points out that it was Rabbi Shmuel. If you understand that it's Rabbi Shmuel and his approach, then you understand that im means you must give a loan. Tes. It would seem that one could have said, She'ein divir Rabbi Shmuel she'im yitochen liyis gam chayva, that amurim elu b'makam she'nemar im. Maybe when do we say that im means optional? Chayva and not optional. That's only where it says im. Avo b'makam she'nemar ve'im b'taisus vav. But if it says with an added vav. The word vav, the letter vav, means and if, which means and means whatever I said before, and if, so on. The ospirush lechayra ve'im tasa ba'efen shayna ve'mashenem akaydem lechayin. In which case it would mean that if you will do something that is different than what I said before, harei mocher b'yaisa shve'im talib rishus. So then the word ve'im and if means that it's a continuation to what I said before. So now it certainly becomes, perhaps you will do differently than what I said before. So therefore, maybe if it says ve'im, it doesn't mean chayva. It means rishus. Omnam ezesh rubam migimol beiz migimol ha me'ayetzim en haklal rishus heim b'magim shenem ve'im. But since, of the three examples of Rabbi Shmuel, where the word im means chayva and not optional, it says v'im. V'im is v'chavonim, like by the case of v'im is v'chavonim, v'im takav minchas v'kurim. Mochach, so therefore it's clear, shagam k'shenema v'im yitachan shiyeh chayva, that even where it says v'im, it also must mean chayva. El shah klal mechada she'enikein. Only that it's possible that it should be a chayva, where the rule of im would mean if, that it's a, that's optional, but in this case it means chayva. And that's why Rashi says over here, kol im, that any im, v'leim estapik bozen, he doesn't, it's not enough that he says every im. He continues, elamam shel v'leim b'toyer vav ha'maisiv k'may b'loshen rogu kol tzadik v'tzadik. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Kol im ve'im shebetayra," which normally we would have interpreted as to mean, just like it says, "Kol tzadik v'tzadik," which means every single tzadik, every single case of a tzadik. And over here it would mean every single case of im. Kol im ve'im, any case of im. The Rebbe says this is not what he means here. Over here he means kol im, and also ve'im. Because he doesn't mean to say only simply that in every case where it says im, except for these three, it means reshus ella lahadgish bein shenemar im, that whether it says im bein shenemar ve'im, or even if it says ve'im, and in the case of ve'im you might be more inclined to say that it's a continuation to what it says before, and therefore perhaps it's an option different than what he said before. B'shneim chal u'machadish klolish or Rabbi Shmuel, in both cases Rabbi Shmuel's rule applies, and that's what he means kol im ve'im. V'Rashi l'shitasim muchach lemekein, and Rashi in his way must say that, because b'pasik mizbech adama tasa li v'geimer, where the pasik says you shall make for me a mizbeach filled with earth. He says, "Shalifnei pasuk v'im mizbech avonim." This is the pasuk that says right before mizbech avonim. Shamedubar. B By the Mizbeach Shabani Yisrael Bamidbar, that pasuk of Mizbeach Adama is talking about the Mizbeach that the Yidden made in the Midbar for the Mishkan. Maybe Rashi based Pirushim. Rashi brings two Pirushim, Mechuba Ba'adama. One is that Adama means that it's attached to the ground. Shalivnu Ogabi Amudin, it has to be sitting on the ground, not on stilts. Dabaracha, or another meaning, Sheyehoyim Memale Escholo Mizbeach and Achayshas Adama B'shas Chaneyosim, that they would fill the cavity of the Mizbeach HaNecheshes, which was only a frame, it was only the outer walls were in the Necheshes, and they would fill it with earth whenever they camped. So Hine Lefi Pirush HaBeis, according to the second interpretation, that they would fill it with earth. Hayef Shalom Lechayru, you could interpret this Pasuk, Shepasuk V'imizbech HaVonim, that when it says afterwards, and if you will make a Mizbeach of stone, that it comes really in continuation to the pasuk Mizbeach Adama Tasali, and that it's an option, meaning to say, that the Torah is saying, I told you to make it out of earth. Now, if you choose to put stones in there, so then, the stones that you use should not be cut stone, they should be whole stone. So that would mean ve'im mizbech avonim means it's an option. Avalev pirusha aleph, but according to the first meaning of Rashi, yehareyev shalafashim kem shachechad. The first Rashi, the first explanation of Rashi, where he says that mizbech adama means that it should be sitting on the ground. So it's not, the question isn't whether you're filling it with earth or you're filling it with stones. Therefore, the pasuk, if you make a mizbeach of stones, can't be talking about that mizbeach. Ki ein inyanim shava, because it's talking about two different things. V'im mizbeach avonim might have been mizbeach atzmei, and therefore the im mizbeach avonim is not talking about what you're going to fill it, but it's talking about what the mizbeach is made of to begin with. Mashengim b'pasuk shalafana mizbeach adama, whereas by the previous pasuk mizbeach adama shalafi lafi pirush aleph, which according to the first meaning, Hamaduba ba'ifim bini yasa shalom mizbeach is only talking about not the material that you use, but rather the construction of it, that it has to be sitting on the ground. So therefore, v'im mizbeach avonim cannot be a follow-up to that, because that's talking about how to build it on the ground, and which material to use is not a continuation to that. V'yesha pirusha zeh hu arishoin ha'ikri, and since Rashi's first pirush always is the main pirush, therefore the first meaning of the im mizbech adama means that it should be sitting on the ground, and therefore the im mizbech avonim is not a continuation to that. And therefore im mizbech avonim is not a continuation to that, so therefore it's a new mitzvah. Meaning that it's talking about the mizbeach that they will build in the future in Eretz Yisrael. It's not talking about the one that's in the midbar. So therefore, it can no longer mean the im can be an option. Therefore, it's a chayva again. And this is the reason. We already explained why Rashi explains, says Rabbi Shmuel over here. Now to explain why he says it in Parsha Yisrei, L'rame is to tell you the pirush be'pasuk de Yisrei v'imizbech avonim she'va'im loy ba'behem shechla pasuk shelefanov, that the word v'im is not coming in continuation to v'imizbech adama v'chei'ein inyan erushus. Elochayva, and therefore ve'im cannot be a reshus; it must be a chayva. He is bar bezesh. Rabbi Shmuel Amrei. This will be explained by the fact that Rabbi Shmuel said it. Rabbi Shmuel, who has said there, shemizbech adama pirusha shleyinu ogabi amudim, because it's Taka Rabbi Shmuel who is the author of the first pirush of Rashi. That what does mizbech adama mean? That it should be not be built on stilts; it should be sitting on the ground. Therefore, according to this, the im of Mizbech Avonim cannot be a continuation to that, and therefore it must be a chayva. L'chein l'shitasei, therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the efshel lefarish, she'im Mizbech Avonim v'goyim abba b'hemshech Mizbech Adama. that im Mizbech Avanim is continuation to Mizbech Adama Shul Fon of Kanal, Meshul Rishus, and therefore it would be Rishus. V'lechein alkeh in Tzarech Leimar, Shein HaMadubah Bay B'Mizbeach HaNachayshes, therefore we must say that it's not talking about the Mizbeach HaNachayshes Avanim Midbar, and that v'im Mizbech Avanim means should you choose to fill it with stone. Ela b'cheves asiyas Mizbech Avanim b'knisasam la'aretz, this pasuk is talking about the mitzvah to build a Mizbeach in Eretz Yisrael, and that it should be out of stone, and so on. Omnam adayin hoyamokam litchag v'loimar. One could still, however, say, sh'av sh'ashiyas Mizbech Avanim chayvihi, that even though the making of the Mizbech Avanim is actually a chayvah b'chol zeh, v'im Mizbech Avanim v'goyim erushusu. In this case, the v'im means Rishus. Why? Because im neymar, because if we were to say shalafamim, that at least in some cases alaveina he gamkin bechlal evan, a brick should also be included in the term evan, stone. Hayev shalaymer, one could say shachayva amur b'makam achar lasses mizbech avanim, that where it says that you should make a mizbeach out of stone, It doesn't exclude using bricks to build the mizbeach. Why? Because bricks are also included in the word stone in some cases. Meaning to say that it's optional. You could either make a mizbeach out of stone or out of bricks. Therefore, one could interpret she'im ha'im kemashmoy rishus, that over here the case is im means rishus. What does it mean? V'im mizbech avanim v'loy shol levenim tasol lecha, because if you choose to make the mizbech not out of bricks but out of actual stone, loisiv ne'esem gozis, therefore you shouldn't build it out of cut stone, you have to use whole stones. K'inyin gozis yitochen rak b'mizbech shol levenim mamish, and the word gozis only of course applies to real stone and not to bricks. Bricks are already formed from before. So therefore, it could still mean, you could still interpret it as meaning a reshus, that it's l'chatchila giving you the option that if you choose that you're going to make a stone rather than brick mizbeach, then it has to be whole stone. Therefore Rashi says, it brings his haychacha al chayvas asiyas mizbeach avonim, therefore Rashi brings the proof that the mitzvah of making a mizbeach out of stone, he brings a dafke from the pasuk avonim shleimus tivne, that you shall build it from whole stone. The lema pasuk akaidem abnisa shom as mizbeach avonim, and not from the previous pasuk which said you shall build a mizbeach out of stone, which was the question that the Rebbe asked, why did you bring it from the second pasuk rather than the previous pasuk? And the reason is ki even shleim al derech apshat itochem be'even she'ein asuyi b'dei adam. Because when you say avonim shleimos, that it should be whole stones, you have to say that it's talking about not man-made stones. Vehi shleima b'tiva, meaning that it's complete in the way it was formed, mishas b'riyasa, b'dei shamayim, the way that Hashem created it. V'mikan she'achayva l'asas mizbeach avonim b'shal avonim mamish, and therefore Rashi excludes through using that pasuk that it can't be that there is an option to make the mizbeach out of bricks. Al pi pshuto shel mikra, at least on the level of pshuto shel mikra, you would think that it might be bricks. V'im kein al kein tzorach loymar, al kochach tzorach loymar, she'im mizbeach avonim ein reshus alochay. But therefore, this pshat, this option, that maybe it means I could have made it out of bricks, I'm making it out of stone, you're making it out of stone, it has to be whole stone. No, that's not going to work, because when it says avonim shleimos, it means stone. There is no option to make it out of bricks, and therefore this pshat will not work either. Yud Aleph. Tam noisav l'zeh Rashi maybe dirav Shmuel v'shem Imra. Another reason we could say why Rashi brings Rabbi Shmuel, and he quotes, he says that it was Rabbi Shmuel. Matzina plukta b'gemara bein Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Kiva b'kamet varim. We find machlekes in the Gemara, the Mishnah between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, in many cases, imhem neshus eichayva, that in there are many things in which there's a machlokes between them in the Masechta Seita, whether it means if you will do this, like let's say by Seita, is it a mitzvah for a husband to give his wife a warning, or if he gives his wife a warning? In other words, there are cases in the Torah which we don't know clearly whether it means that he has to do so or he may do so. Shitasa showed, so like in the case of Ve'im Sista Ishtay, not Ve'im, but Ki Sista Ishtay, whether he should do it or he needs to do it. Or like Lo'elam Ba'em Ta'avaydu, if a slave, whether you can keep it forever, it doesn't mean you should keep it forever. Shitasa showed Rabbi Shmuel, Sheyesh L'farshim Rishus. So Rabbi Shmuel goes with the approach that it's if you want to, you can do so. Whereas Rabbi Akiva, Vishtas Rabbi Akiva, he shechayva. He says that wherever it could be either a shus or a chayva, he goes with the approach that it's a chayva. The Divir Rabbi Shmuel b'inyan neinu shekol im v'im reshus chutz migimel. So Rabbi Shmuel, in our case, where he says that every im is a reshus except for these three, masimim l'shitasay, of course they work along with his shita shebi'im ein hechra, that if there is no proof either way, tzarech le'imashu reshus, we go with the approach that it's reshus. V'lachin kol im v'im, therefore, in every case where im v'im appears, it means we go with the approach that it's a reshus. Gamim yesh makom le'imashu chayva, even where it could be interpreted as a chayva. Pirush reshus, we still go with the approach that it's reshus. V'meilu muvan le'idach gisa. So therefore we understand that on the other hand, that the three in which are the exception to the rule, in which case im means chayva, like by our three cases of im kesef talva, and by the oimer, and by the mizbech avonim, yesh ba mechacha berura hamachricha lefarish es ha'im shebehem shei chayva. So there must be proof which makes it clear that there's no option but to say that in this case it's a chayva, because generally Rabbi Shmuel goes with the approach that if we don't know for sure, we go with the option that it's an option. V'zeo gam atam anoizu shirashi maybe maimezeh b'shem mishmoi shal Rabbi Shmuel, which is another reason why Rashi tells us that it's Rabbi Shmuel. B'chdei l'ramei is to hint to us she'be'elu gimel mekemes yesh hechra gomel l'farish u'chayva, that in these three cases, since it's Rabbi Shmuel saying it, there must be proof that it must be a chayva. She'rei gam Rabbi Shmuel she'b'chol mokem she'en be'hechra chayva she'en el reshus chayva kan she'uchayva, because even Rabbi Shmuel, who everywhere else, wherever there is an option to say that it's an option, he says that it's an option. But in this case, he says that it's a chayva, so therefore there must be proof that it's a chayva. Commission mechiyach Rashi maksuvim, as Rashi does in fact prove from the psukim shabal karchach tzarech leima shinyanim chayva, that it's without question that in this case it's a chayva. And in order to make this more understood, he tells us that it's Rabbi Shmuel who, in every other case, would say that it's an option. Miyein shel Torah, from the underlying messages of Rashi in Torah. Machlekes uben Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Akiva, because of she'ein bloy hechra im lefarshe kereshus arechayva. This machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, in those psukim in which we don't know for sure whether it should be a reshus arechayva. You say that by hefer shebein efane avedasim. The reason Rabbi Shmuel goes with reshus and Rabbi Akiva says it's chayva is because this was their approach. Each one had their approach to their avedas Hashem. Rabbi Shmuel haye kayin gadol, inyanu shel kayin hu shemitzad toldasa betivay kadosh ulay lekav. Rabbi Shmuel was a kayin, was a kayin gadol, and a kayin is from birth he is a holy person. Bahainu shayfen avodasi avodas tzadikim. In other words, that his avoda is from the get go. He was always a holy person. He's an tzadik and so on. The avodas tzadikim. Rabbi Kiva haye ben gerim. On the other hand, Rabbi Akiva was the son of Geirim, the Hischalil Maid, Torah B'Yosef and Rabbi Mishana. And as we know, he began to learn Torah only when he was 40 years old. So from this we understand that his Aveda was the approach of Tshuva. Yadua Torah Sarabha Magid Mizrich. We know what the Mizrich Magid said, Al Maimer Azal. On what it says, Shulayomer Adam Yefshi Lechel Bozer Chazer, the Gemara says that a person shouldn't say, I don't like chazer. I don't want to eat chazer. Rather, he should say aval efshi. He should say I do want to eat chazer. I would want to try it. Ma'aser v'avishu b'shmayim gozer alek tach. But what should I do? The Eibusha said that I shouldn't. In other words, a person shouldn't dismiss all the mitzvahs that, I would never want to do that. Rather, we're doing it because the Eibusha said that we should do it, or shouldn't do it. Shekein tzarech loymar. So the Mezritcha Magid says about this, that who do we say, who is this Gemara directed to? Mishaloi chotam oilam, somebody who never sinned, who never ate chazer. Aval aval tshuva, but somebody that's aval tshuva, liyois shesurei ra, because he, aval tshuva, already has that kind of a negative background. Shabai alula liyois yishtaychas l'ra, which means that that this person already has some connection to ra. Tzarechu leimer efshi, he should say, no, I want nothing to do with it at all. So the same could be true about Rishus V'chayva. When we're talking about a tzaddik, shemufrach etzlei b'tiva kol davar shu eipach hakdusha, to whom anything which goes against kedusha is completely out of the question, and he would never touch it. It's enough for this person that he's busy with all kinds of holy things and good things, so therefore he doesn't have to be busy with elevating things which are questionable. And therefore, whether he should do that or not do it is up to him as a reshus. He does want to involve himself. He doesn't want to involve himself. And even since he is a tzaddik, so even if you leave it up to him whether he wants to do it or not, most likely he's going to end up doing it too. So therefore, mashenken about tshuva. So, but however, about tshuva, shezokok luzrizus zehirus yisera, who needs to be constantly on aware of what he's doing and be careful and so on. Im hayaroga likras daf alef echad tzarich likras beis dafim, and he has to be careful. You know, he has to, if he was always used to doing one, he has to up his thing, do more, and to be more on top of things and so on, to learn two dafim. To him, tzarich liyis chayva. So he has to take into account everything, and therefore, even if something is a reshus, he has to be on top of it. He can't afford to take it as an option. It has to be done. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel, whose avodah was tzaddikim, therefore he holds at a place where there, we don't know for sure what the Torah says reshus chayva. We go with reshusu. You leave it up to him, you know. If he'll do it, he'll do it. Probably he'll do it anyway, but you don't have to force him to do it. Mashenke Rabbi Akiva, Shavaydasei hi bekava tshuva, whereas Rabbi Akiva, whose avayda was tshuvam, saiva shechayvahu, if there's a question whether something should be done, Abal tshuva has to jump on top of it. He has to do it. You can't leave it up to him. He has to do the best that he can in every situation. Umezeh mayna borer. And from this is a clear-cut answer. Le'elu ha'shelim t'moyim, t'moyim. For those people that ask and wonder. Be'achaslis galusa sholteres achsidus b'tereseinu elu. They ask the question, why is it that achsidus was revealed only in our generations? V'chi achshadora, is it that now we're better? The old tanoim and amiroim, they didn't have achsidus. We deserve achsidus. So the answer is ki adara, but to the contrary, dafke bizmanim elu, it's only in these times, which are not better times, machmas ha-cheshech, ha-kofel, m'chubush v'em, because of the darkness and double darkness that we have. Yesh tzeira b'chizuk rav yese, therefore there is a need for even more chizuk. And that we need extra powers and strengths and so on, v'chtei lamik negde komenea, to be able to stand up against anything that interferes. So therefore, just like in Rabbi Akiva holds that every opportunity has to be taken as an obligation, therefore chassidus was given to us in order to strengthen us and help us in our darkness. Through our avodah in spreading chassidus to the outside, ka'asimar, will come the Malka Mashiach, will come Mashiach, b'karav mamish, and speedily in our days.